Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Validate the Messages Within. I'm Claire Braddock, also known as Trust Claire. I am a CNA, Certified Nurse Assistant. Just started a new company that I work with for the nursing field, and I'm on night shift, overnight shift. So that's why my show has been not on the air the past couple days and nights. I've been starting over, it's actually down the street, doing 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. with some amazing additional employees, of course, and residents that are mostly asleep. And then in addition to being a CNA, prior to being a CNA, I am a psychic clairvoyant medium, and I also specialize in tarot cards. So, this evening, I don't have many people up on the switchboard, so I'm going to take maybe a little bit longer than I usually do just to talk. I had gotten some feedback. Actually, I've gotten a lot of feedback, which is why I keep going over it. Feedback on the ascension symptoms. So, I want to go over some of the primary symptoms that people experience during this time on a planetary level, global level, and the word discernment. I keep repeating that over and over and over, discernment, and how to determine what is right for you, whoever you are. So the ascension symptoms are very flu-like. They're flu-like symptoms. We're going to have itchy skin. We're going to be getting headaches, pain, cramps. So kind of for women, a combination between the flu and PMS. But yes, it's just the achy flu symptoms that are coming in. They're going to be more, can't think of words off the top of my head. They're going to be more noticeable when the energies are the way they have been lately. We've got, we'll get these symptoms when there are solar flares, full moons, eclipse. We recently had the spring equinox, so that opens up energies. Plus, we had all of the Christ consciousness, is the way I'll label it, the Christ energy coming through on Easter, which is always the Sunday after the first full moon, after the equinox. There's this whole astrological alignment and historical reasons as to why Easter always falls on a different Sunday, but that's part of the reason why it falls on a different Sunday. It always has to be the Sunday after the first full moon after that spring equinox. So you're going to have all these symptoms going on, male or female, where you just feel kind of crappy, very crappy for some of us, because of all these influences and energies. A lot of people will go to the doctor thinking they have the flu, and they don't. And even if you do go to the doctor, they're going to say, there's nothing we can do, because it's all ascension. It's all the normal stuff that comes with these energies. Okay, which is why I also want to bring up the word discernment. I want to encourage people to use their discernment, and I'll go into two separate areas here, but use your discernment on, is this actually the flu? Sinus stuff is going to be big too. Recently, I've had sinus stuff going on where it feels like there's just pressure on my sinuses, partially because I know who I am. Partially that is due to the air pressure. I think it's called, the barometer or something. Part of that is due to the barometer, the air pressure here where I live, because we've got really nice warm weather, and then bam, I'm telling you, I'm freezing cold tonight. And since last night, I worked last night the 10 to 6 a.m. shift and hit about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it starts snowing. And then it's been snowing off big, big, huge flakes today. So we have this really nice warm weather, and then bam, everything changes. And that's going to affect, you know, the flu-like symptoms and pressure and that discernment on, is this a huge weather change or is this a global ascension symptom? You know, it's common that the flu is going around wherever you are. Well, ask your trusted source. And your trusted source is going to be your higher power, your guide, guardian, angel, God. I don't know who it is for you, but everyone needs to focus in and know who their trusted source is. Because you know that voice. You know that still small voice, whisper, gut feeling from your trusted source. Your trusted source may be different than mine. That as well, when you, and I, let's see, I did this on one of my live videos on Facebook. When you go to a intuitive psychic, healer, prophet, I don't care who it is. When you, well, it could be just a friend, okay? Even if you're just going to a friend and getting advice, doesn't matter what the advice is, whether it's psychic advice, counseling advice, doesn't matter. Everybody's going to have good, hopefully, you've got good sources, a good support system and team. But even more so when it's an intuitive, a psychic, clairvoyant, whatever you want to label them, prophet, when you get a reading or information, match it up with your higher source, with your trusted source of truth, okay? Because everybody's truth is going to be different. Now, I can give you a reading and say, this is what I'm being shown. It's one probable future. I am not the person, and neither is anybody else. I am not the person that's in charge and determines your future. I have a gift to be able to see, because dominantly my gift is vision, the clairvoyance. I have a gift that I use in order to receive information of probable futures to relay to other people. In your hands, it is up to you what you want to do with that information and what future you want. If the information lines up with your trusted source and truth, follow through. If it does not, then you work through that and do what is best for you. And you want to make sure as well that that you're going, well, of course, going off your own intuition, but that it, if I'm trying to figure out how to explain this, because there's going to be a difference between, for example, me giving information and giving advice, whether it's on a counseling level or a psychic level, psychic advice or counseling advice, giving out some advice one way or the other, thing to you that makes you feel uncomfortable. And then you have to use the discernment on, is this uncomfortable for me because it's going against my truth and what my trusted source tells me to do, or am I uncomfortable because it's just an uncomfortable, whatever it is, thing to do, okay? So, simple example, just a very simple example. If I was to say in a reading, okay, this is where the energy is going, this is what it's showing, and spirit and your guides, guardians, whoever they are, they're encouraging you to take this path, and here's the reasons, all these reasons that I'm being shown, for example, blah, blah, on why you're being encouraged to take this path. And typically it's a growth reason, healing and growth. Spirit always, and your higher source, trusted source, always wants us to have growth and healing and ascension at a soul level. So I can relay that information to whoever I'm reading for, and then it's up to them to use their discernment on, is this something that my gut is saying I shouldn't be doing, and Claire's full of shit, or whoever, you know, it happens. Or am I just uncomfortable because it's a growth lesson? And there are so many things that we are uncomfortable with and may feel like it's not the best decision, may feel like it may not be the best decision, but it's only because we're being encouraged to put ourselves in a situation that may be uncomfortable because it's going to bring tremendous growth for us. So I hope that explains some of that. There was something else I was going to discuss, and right in the middle of that, it came through and then it left again. If you're not on my Facebook already as a Facebook friend or on my Facebook page, I encourage everybody to do that on the Blog Talk Radio, my home show page. There will be links to my Facebook page, and I think you should be able to just type in Trust Claire or Claire Braddock on Google and locate it. But the reason I want to encourage people to get on my Facebook one way or the other, the page, which is Trust Claire, or my private Facebook account, Claire Braddock, because once I get a schedule going with my other job, working through the midnight hours, I'm going to try and get a regular schedule up to do live videos, those live stream videos that we do now on Facebook, and do my ancestral voices. Because since I started back up doing this work on the radio and through appointments and everything after a 3-year break, I got people on the other side. They keep coming through at all hours of the night, not so much past 2 nights since I've been focused on taking care of people in the assisted living. But as soon as I made the decision, I want to start doing the Ancestral Voices Psychic Gallery Show. So what I'm trying to get going is to do live stream videos on Facebook with a message of whoever happens to have come through and given a message. I'm not always great with names, just so you know. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. But at picking up full names or initials and everything, that's not my... Well, it could be. I get my own fear around that I'm wrong and everything. So I have in the past tried to avoid getting names in that. However, apparently I'm not too bad because the past couple days that I did the live streaming video, George was through and we had tons of people on Facebook and it was actually two Georges, and that's common too. I'll get one name or think I've got one person coming through and it turns out it's actually two people, same name. Common also for the other mediums who do galleries and whatnot. They'll be doing a gallery show for a group of people, such as Lisa Williams, Long Island medium, Teresa, John Edwards, you name them. They'll be like, I'm drawn into this area and I pick up this name, and two strangers sitting next to each other are like, oh my gosh, I had a son that passed over with the same name. Oh, that's how spirit works. Pretty amazing. Okay. So, with all that said, I have lots of intentions, but one of my other intentions besides the radio show Ancestral Voices going back to a normal, regular schedule, I'm adding the Facebook video, not only with the Ancestral Voices being, whoever comes through, I'll do a live stream message. I'm also going to do the Uno card reading live stream on Facebook. So many great reasons to hit me up on my Facebook. And what was the other? No, I forgot. Dang it. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh. I've got my booking calendar online, and that you can get the links to not only on my Facebook but also on the Blog Talk Radio show pages. So I'm trying to get a regular schedule going for private appointments. If you're out of state, we do it by phone. I have access to the conference line so we can record your session. Nobody else hears it. You're able to go into it anytime and either download it or listen to it online, however. And I'm just trying to get everything lined up so that there's more consistency once I get into my routine of working these overnights. Okay. So I've got about 15 minutes, and I know we have archive time. However, I know now I've got the bad news. However, I won't be able to go into archives this time because I've actually got other stuff going on later this evening because it is one of my finally having a day off after doing overnight shifts. So I'm going to have to get off at 9, my time, 9:30. But I'm going to go to the call lines now.
Hello. Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Okay. How do you say your name again?
Tasha.
Just Tasha. Okay, Tasha.
Yes.
Would you like to ask a specific question, and we'll just start with a reading there?
I want to know, would you pick up with me and Sean Dale?
You and Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, so the energy around you that comes through, you're about to hear, because it comes through with hearing from him, getting a message from him, it comes through as when you least expect it, you're going to hear from him. And it comes through with this, I just got to be honest with what comes through. An ex-girlfriend, or there was a girl in the picture, and he's informing you that that girl's no longer going to be an issue or a problem. That makes sense how I'm explaining this to you?
Yeah, you talk about as far as his wife.
Okay. So that, this other woman, you will get information from him. He'll be talking to you one way or another to give you this news that there's been a split between them. She's not going to be an issue or a problem.
Do you see him show me the document stating that he is divorced?
The documents are not coming through yet. You're not going to, I don't see that you'll be seeing them immediately. Because I keep being shown, like, there's like a week or something with hold up on that.
Okay.
But the kids, I'm not being shown specifically the kids. I just keep being shown over the next, it comes through as the next 2 weekends, like 2 weeks and 2 weekends, that his role as a father is what's coming through as priority. Is spring break or something coming up? Because I keep being shown him as father figure and then, like, springtime activities with kids.
No, spring break is already in now. It's almost over as of Friday.
Oh, so this is the week of spring break?
Yeah, this is the week.
So that's going to be his priority. I keep being shown spring break kids for him as father figure, but then there's also something going on next week, because I get the 2 weekends in a 2 week time frame. So that's one of the reasons why you're not going to be, why I'm not being shown psychically, and why you're not going to be literally shown court documents when it comes to this marriage.
Okay.
What other questions
do you
have?
When do you see us, like, spending time with each other?
Say that again.
When do you see us spending time with each other?
Spending time together, you're looking at, and I don't have a calendar in front of me, but the date, I get the 9th. There's something around the 9th of April.
Oh, okay. Like spending
like right
nights
away
together?
Is it
a spending night?
It comes through where you would have to sneak out. And it doesn't come through necessarily as a bad thing. If kids are involved, there's kind of some sneaking around the kids so that the kids aren't, you know, some things are not for kids' information, for kids to know what adults are doing.
Okay.
So it comes through with that, where there you will be spending alone time together, but the kids need to be taken care of because it's not the kids' business what the adults will be doing in their alone time.
Okay.
But you will be alone together.
So from this point on, you see us starting to hang out more
after 2 weeks. So the 9th
okay.
is something right. significant on the 9th. And I think that is, that's like next weekend or something maybe.
Yeah,
I don't have,
weekend.
Like I said, I don't have a calendar in front of me. So you're still kind of sneaking around. Okay, yeah, you're
okay.
like taking notes in your, on your calendar. That's funny. So still some sneaking around because it's just kid, got to take care of the kids, get them situated.
Okay.
And then you're looking at
birthday the
second,
at the end of the month.
The end of April or
so
the end of this month?
The end of April, on the April 27th. So that's the 2 weeks after the 9th.
Okay. And you will be.
Yeah.
We've talked on the radio before because this is all familiar, and it's familiar information coming through where it's not because I'm getting the same information again. It's not a kid's birthday, but the kids are around on the birthday, and it's his. It's the adult birthday with lots of kids.
Oh, okay.
But you will be spending alone time, and things will start to progress for the relationship. It's going to be a very successful relationship, but you're going to have to rely on your patience because kids are involved. There is another mother, you know, that there's the child, the kid's mother, and you'll have to be respectful. You don't have to, but the right thing to do most of the time is to be respectful towards another parent, especially when you're involved with her children and vice versa.
Yeah, I will.
And then again, and I am, it's probably more so because I've read for you before, your dad keeps coming through again too, that you've got that guidance coming from your dad to encourage the future with this man.
Oh, okay.
He knows what a good man, your dad knows what a good man this man is. Sean, is that your boyfriend's name, Sean? Yeah, he likes Sean a lot. So rest assured, when you feel like things aren't entirely going your way, it's never going to happen, have patience because your dad is working on the whole thing from a higher perspective as well.
Okay. Can you tell him to come in my dreams more and help me to remember the dreams that's coming to me through him?
Your dad?
Yeah, I want to be able to remember the dream somehow. I just can't not remember the dream.
Okay, and that brings up another thing that I wanted to talk about with the ascension symptoms, and I wasn't paying attention to the switchboard to know how much you had listened prior, but okay, so when your dad or anybody else comes to you in your dream time, whether you remember it or not, it is entering into your physical body, the memory. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So if you are waking up and sense or feel like you had a rendezvous with your dad or whoever on the other side, grandma, grandparents, it doesn't matter. Anything and anybody. If you can't, they recommend, of course, you know, keeping a journal, and as soon as you wake up, jot down your dreams. But that doesn't always work for everybody. That it's true. It's a reality. That is an alternate reality. We spend almost more time in the other realms when we're sleeping than we do this coherent reality. It's in your cellular memory. Start by asking your spirit guides, and one of them actually is your father then, ask them to help you recall the memory of that time spent in dream time. Recall your dreams, recall the messages, and ask that you have their help in recalling it back from your cellular memory.
Okay.
And as long as you have your trusted source to validate information and you ask, it's just like asking for our blessings. We've got, you know, like our guardian angels and all these other beings that we can't always see supporting us and helping us here on planet Earth. But there is a universal law of no interference. They cannot interfere in anything that has to do with our lives at all. from the smallest things to the biggest things. So it is our responsibility every day to ask for our blessings, because they, not just guardian angels, but angels, they can't bless us unless we ask to be blessed. So we have to ask for our blessings.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So ask.
Yeah, I've been asking for mine.
Ask to help remembering your time spent in your dreams, and remember your dreams and the messages. Ask for your blessings. I mean, there are a lot of responsibilities that we have in the living realm here to get their help, to have their help. The other thing is, and I'm going to mention this now, and you're welcome to stay live on the air before we go off the air, with the headaches, and I don't know if you've been getting headaches or not, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Okay, let's work on that. The headaches. Okay, and this again was with discernment. You have to learn and just ask your source, your trusted source, to give you the information on, is this, you know, a stress headache from work, or is this a download of information that is causing a headache, you know? Okay, it depends.
Okay.
Most of the time, information will come in the top of our head. There is a spot in the back of your head where it will come in. And behind the ears, we've got chakras, you know, the crown chakra, and we've got all these chakras going on. But you will get headaches commonly during the ascension, because we're downloading a lot of information coming through all at once. And we are also, our whole cellular structure is shifting to a higher frequency and vibration. So that's going to cause headaches and aches and pains and all that. But in the back of your neck, where the spine connects to our brain or whatever, I'm just a CNA. I don't know all the doctor anatomy. But there's a spot in the back of our head, neck, all right, and it literally will expand when we are learning and gaining information. It happens all the time to kids in school, okay? That area of our neck back there will expand to allow information to go in and out of our brain and into our body. Now, it's just like a computer. If you have a slow connection or it's a big file trying to download onto a computer, it starts to go really slow and lagging and all that. So it causes a headache. So you just have to take the responsibility to ask your guides to help download the information so it doesn't cause a headache.
Okay. So can it also cause fatigue as well?
Say that again.
Can that also cause fatigue as well if you're downloading so much information all at one time?
Hell,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because I've been getting that a lot, headaches and fatigue.
And I gather you are using your discernment to know that this is not entirely stress-related and period-related. And, you know, all the normal things that go along with fatigue, you're using discernment to know this is a download of information. This is an ascension system. This is not the flu. This is, you've got a lot going on, plus your neck. Plus, your dad loading you up on information. And to be clear for our listeners, her dad is one of her spirit guides on the other side, whose permanent residence right now is heaven. So you're spending a lot of time with your dad. It is not intentional, especially from your dad, it's not intentional that he's causing you these headaches when you are in your waking time. It is a matter of he's giving you information. He's spending time with you. He is assisting in your body's upgrade at that cellular level to increase in the vibration and frequency to move into the fifth dimension, 5D reality, a higher frequency. But you've got to ask your other spirit guides, guardians, angels, healers, ascended masters, whatever you want to call them, you need to ask them to help you more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes
sense. Okay. Awesome. All right, and like I told everybody, I've got to end the show exactly when I think.
And I can get 9:30.
Just you and me. Yeah. So now it's just you and me. But I do have to still end the show, even though nobody else can hear me say that but you.
Okay.
Okay, Tasha,
I think so. Do you see us getting engaged this year, me and Sean, like towards the end of the year?
I can tell you within a year. So between now and this time next year, there should be an engagement because it does come through with within a 365-day period. So within the next 365 days.
Okay.
Cool?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Okay.
I'm cool with that. You know what? I love having you call in. I hope you continue listening into my shows and asking questions and helping me be a part of everything that's going on the world globally.
So I'm going to let you go. You be on Wednesdays? Okay.
I'm trying to figure that out. Right now I'm hoping Wednesday consistently for sure. I'm going to try and do it, even though on some nights I have to go into work by 10 my time, and it's 9:30 my time now. Because I just have so much going on, but I'm going to try and do a consistent thing, and Wednesday seems to be the best day right now to at least always have this show every week. And then we'll add to that.
Cool. Okay, so I'll see you next Wednesday. All right.
Sounds good. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.